It's Tuesday, the 17th of May, 8 a.m, and it's a beautiful morning. It's fairly calm, with a bit of a breeze blowing. But the skies are, well, not totally clear, but more blue sky than clouds, so sun's shining. It's cool. Obviously been clear skies during the night. Well, yesterday was turned into a glorious day and a beautiful evening with no cloud. So I guess that's why we lost the heat during the night. So I'm not sure what it's doing this morning. Is it clouding over? Is it clearing? Or whatever. Oh no, at this particular moment in time, it's lovely. Though, then, cooler than I expected. Just glad I put my fleece on. Though I'm not in the sun at the moment because the sun's behind one of the big trees in the park. Greenfinch, female, just up in a tree to my left, 6 feet away. Two of them are off into the apple tree for more privacy. So a decent sleep last night. No disturbed. One, two, up twice, and let's just say tossing and turning before 7 a.m. Actually praying the alarm would go off. Come on, alarm. Come on. Set yourself off. I need to get up. I'm not getting up unless it's 7 o'clock, so come on. That's not a joke. That's exactly what I was doing. Ah, well. So, had a good productive day yesterday. Lots of work done around about the house. The usual spring, early summer maintenance jobs. Staining soffits and fascias. High level work, working off the big ladders. Even though it's a bungalow, it's there's quite a bit of height involved. So some is done in trepidation of the tall ladders, face the slide. I've worked off ladders all my years, so I know how to safeguard myself. But I feel as I'm getting older, I suppose it's just logical. Perfectly fit enough to go up and down. But now, there's more, well, I'll use that word again, intrepidation, about getting up to the last couple of rungs, you know, when you're just on the verge, and stretching off to reach that last wee bit of fascia board. And then thinking, yeah, it's going to hurt if I go down here. Actually, what I was thinking more of, it's going to make a hell of a mess if I go down here, because that tin of stain is going to go all over everything. And then our second concern was of the pain I would endure if I landed down there on those paving slabs. Isn't that a marvellous sound? Big bumblebee. Hope it doesn't go up my shorts. So, I'm feeling well today, although I've got a few muscular aches and pains because of well, let's just say stretching and straining on top of ladders yesterday. But that's okay, he'll ease off. Other than that, I'm feeling pretty good. My mental well-being, I could say, is up this morning. Thank the Lord, because it's been down for quite a long while. Not down in the depths, but just down. Always dread drifting below that. The number 5. Maybe I should make it plus or minus 5, but I don't know. No, let's stick with 0 to 10. So, my mental well-being is fine. It's fine. Somewhere up there in the 7s, towards 8, I guess. Got so much work to do. I mean, so much work to do. Indoors and outdoors. When we run out of time, you see, my wife's big brother and his wife are coming over from Oz again. They come over every few years, spend several weeks in the UK. Say the UK, they usually bide with us, and then they'll travel. They'll take them places, or they'll go off on their own for a trip somewhere, maybe down to England. So they're coming over. I think this is, they say that it's their last trip because they reckon it'll be their last trip. So they're making it a biggie. So, as you know, family. His little sister will be doing everything she can for her big brother when he comes, as usual. Yes. So, which means that there's additional tasks to be done that wouldn't necessarily need to be done, but, well, let's just say it's just provided me with a whole big list of additional work to do. I don't mind, because, man, it's work that's needing done. It just means it's get crammed into a short period of time, and I think I've got 2 weeks left before they arrive. It's going to be manic. It's going to be manic. So hence, getting as much of the outdoor work done in the good weather. So that if and when the weather turns, which I hope and pray it doesn't, I'll get on with the indoor jobs. Ah, well. Maybe the last time she gets to entertain her big brother. Maybe. Garden's looking well. I don't have to admit, there's still loads of work to be done, but when will I get around to that? Aye, spirea, the bridal wreath is in flower. Beautiful white, wreath-like flowers. Pyrus with its new flame red leaves. Rhododendron away in the back corner. Deep red buds opening up to pale pink. And pink pearl, my biggest and most favourite rhododendron, which is about 8 feet tall now. Quite a good spread. Got loads of buds this year again. And they're just beginning to open, but they'll open into the size of a football, well, small football. But just magnificent. I've got alliums, which are now 4 foot tall, easily 4 foot tall, still in bud though. And in the herb garden, I have the yellow Mechanopsis poppy, the Welsh poppy. And I have columbine, that's the one I keep forgetting the name of for some reason. I keep going to say honeysuckle and it's columbine. One side of the path in the herb garden, which is a poor soil, they are the sort of a, what do you call it? Mauve. Yeah, mauve, kind of purple colour. And on the other side of the pathway, in the rich border, they're the ready pink. Different soils, you see. And I've got bluebells. Great big clumpy bluebells. In the herb border, you ask? Yeah, well, my herb border's kind of Catholic, if you like. I put in there what I feel like putting in amongst the herbs, and then loads of other things settle in there. And if they're nice and behave themselves, they stay. So, yes, there's a baby. It's a baby. I think it's a baby robin, yes. Out fairing for itself. Obviously no longer a baby. It's an itinerant juvenile. Kicked out of home. Go on, get out. Fend for yourself. We've got work to do. Reading raising another breed. And the sun's finally made its way in the garden. Too late, Mr. Sun. Never too late, says I. No sign of Mr. or Mrs. Blackbird this morning. Just when I hear that blackbird singing up in a tree. Blackbird singing in a dead of night. Is it dead of night, Sarah? Dead of night, I think. It's nice, isn't it? And the buggers have kept me busy. Strewing debris from the borders onto the path, my newly cleaned and sanded pathways, blocks. So damn cheeky that yesterday I swept a bit, two or three bits in that I had hooked out. And as I looked 6 feet down, there they were, hooking out more, 6 feet from me, as if to say, do your best, mate. Ain't gonna stop us. Wouldn't be without them.